This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Again, the podcast for CEOs of private equity funded companies and startups. Thank you for joining us. Here's seven quick thoughts for CEOs. And this is particularly for both startups and for CEOs that are already in companies with serious EBITDA. First, be prepared to pivot as you evolve businesses. You need to know, and your team needs to know, that we're going to try and know our business so well and be so close to our market, but we're also going to, even though we have an initial business plan, we're probably going to have to pivot over time to make sure that we're successful. Generally, I think smaller pivots away from what we're doing or near what we're doing than big pivots, but close to your core market of business. Second is, people talk so much about consultants and outsource things and so forth. One thing I think you can't outsource is really understanding your core market fit, your core product fit. This is something, as the founder, as the leader, you really got to figure out. So you can't outsource this. It takes the most of your brain power to figure out, and the most of your intimacy, the most of your discussions with close clients as to where is your core product fit market, what do your clients really need, what are you doing for them. Third, people talk about surveys. I hear the word survey all the time. I happen to hate surveys. We think far better, close conversations with 5, 10, 15 customers, people you work with, close conversations, structured conversations, and some openness to those conversations too is what leads to understanding what's going on in your market. Yes, you need data analytics to back it up, you need other kinds of things, but I'm a huge fan of close conversations versus surveys. Four, as you test new areas, there's little more valuable than a great sales leader, a sales person, or a great leader in an area to understand, is there an opportunity there? You need someone who's going to sort of pursue your vision right in an area quickly to understand, is there traction to be had there? Can we make this work? Can we not make it work? And so forth. And so there's such value in people that can help you figure out quickly, is an area that's worth winning in? Can you assess an area? And is it big enough? Is it going to provide opportunities? Fifth, we see so many people, particularly venture capital funded today, that have so much money thrown at them that they build armies. We are not big on building armies. We much rather build teams, build elite teams, try and grow things with small, great teams versus huge armies. I find that companies with huge armies, well, that's really needed for what you're doing, end up often having to go up and down. They end up fragile. They have to do layoffs. They sort of swoop up, then they swoop down. We're not big fans of building big armies. If you need a big army for your ego, keep your ego at the door. Sixth, when you take money off the table as a founder and you're looking at your overall asset allocation, I can't stress strongly enough that you look at your entire asset allocation, including your money that's in the company, your money outside the company, and assessing how you're going to manage your assets going forward, your own financial assets, your own financial balance sheet. So you really look at this from the right amount of risk aversion, conservativeness, growth, whatever you're looking for, but you have to count your money that's still in the company as part of your asset balance in deciding upon your asset allocation. Finally, seventh, there's this whole issue of projecting earnings. And it's a very complicated issue. When you project earnings in a certain way, it helps you with your lenders, it helps you with your investors, it helps you get the right price, all in the short run. In the long run, you want to make sure that you can make your earnings, you could succeed on your earnings, that your earnings aren't such projections. They put so much stress and pressure on you as a CEO, you as a leader over time. So there's this fine line in not over projecting earnings, but trying to project earnings rationally so that you've got, you know, again, so you've got some, you know, not that you want to sandbag earnings, but you've got some ability to make sure you actually can meet those earnings without the stress of dealing with bankers and investors if things don't go as they will as they're expected to. Again, these are seven quick thoughts for the CEOs of privately held companies, of private equity sponsored companies, and for CEOs of startups. Thank you so much for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. And thank you to our magnificent producer today, Grace Lynn Keller. Thank you very much.